Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as a buck or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name's Doug and I love movies. That's exactly what I expected, is there's a handful of folks here that are Doug Loves Movies fans, but then there's also a lot of people here that enjoy a web series called High Maintenance. That's right. And as part of this very special Doug Loves Movies, we are going to show the next 3 episodes from High Maintenance, which I believe are available to the world for some money starting tomorrow, Wednesday, February 5th. So we'll put this podcast out tomorrow, get the word out. High Maintenance has been around for a while, and some of the folks involved in that show and some of the regulars from Doug Loves Movies are going to be up on stage here in a minute. Of course, we're coming to you once again from CineFamily in the Fairfax District of Los Angeles in the year 2015 on February, 4 weddings and a funeral. What else do I have to mention before I get this thing going? Oh, San Francisco, I'm interrupting Twilight, Breaking Dawn, part 1 and part 2 this weekend. One after the other on 2 different days at 4:20 at the beautiful Castro Theater that does not deserve such a thing. And go to sfsketchfest.com for your tickets. And, did I mention that they're both at 4:20? They're both at 4:20. There you go. All right. From the corrections department, 2 days, 1 night is Belgian, not French. Get it together, you guys. Sounds like they're talking French to me. we got a prize bag. Did people bring name tags tonight? Do we have some name tags in the audience? We got an orange in the front row. Kind of a name tag. Okay, we got a few. Okay, that's all we need is we need at least 4, and it looks like we got them because we're going to give away all the stuff in this prize bag. If you listen to Doug Loves Movies, you know that we give away Schmovie, the hilarious game of outlandish films. I've never played it. It seems difficult to me. And then we've got a, when the guest gets out here, we'll talk about that. These things are pretty cool. We got one of my records, I think, is in here, and a lighter from Chameleon Glass, and it looks like a coffee mug. This is fun, reaching around, feeling what these things are. Some cool Doug Loves Movies buttons. But let's get our guests out onto the stage, and then we'll proceed to play some games to give away this prize bag. Let's give a big, warm CineFamily welcome to the creators and directors and writers and one of the stars of High Maintenance, Katya Blichfeld and Ben Sinclair. Along with comedians Seth Herzog and Kurt Braunohler.
All right.
What a lineup.
I love a well-lit stage.
Yeah.
Let's people see what's happening up here. Keep it at low lumens, guys. We don't want to burn out the world, right?
It does just sort of feel like they're trying to show a movie and we're insisting on sitting up here.
Yeah.
In front of it.
Because all the lights are mostly coming from the projection booth.
Yeah.
It's just 30 candles and a really nice mirror.
It's kind of a moody setup. It's hard for me to read my notes. But first to speak, winner of the Pete Holmes Award, it's Kurt Braunohler, everybody.
I have to tell you, I almost just grabbed the mic and went, woo, just to win. I almost did it.
Getting the Pete Holmes Award isn't winning.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's my way of saying, why are you speaking before I've even spoken to you? And yet, here we are. Yeah, and there you are, back after your amazing performance on this show in Austin, Texas, a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
where you could not name, after only a couple of them had been named, a film with Dustin Hoffman in it.
Could not name a single one.
Can you name one now?
I said Cadillac Man. I stick by it. I think maybe he should have been in it.
Seems like he could have, but that was a, forgive the expression, that was a Robin Williams vehicle.
Thank you.
Cadillac Man
was?
Yeah.
I thought, man.
And Tim Robbins.
Yep.
Well, what was the one where the guy, he...
Rain Man, you're thinking of?
No. There's, he drives a Cadillac and he's a
Tin
lawyer.
Man?
There's a guy from The Hangover.
Oh, the Cadillac dude?
Yeah, what's it called, the Cadillac?
It's Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey. Yeah,
oh, you mean the Lincoln lawyer?
The Lincoln lawyer. That's what I was thinking of.
I love that they're only...
Is Hoffman in that?
No.
All right.
And they're 30 years apart, both not in it.
Still.
All right, well, second place in the Pete Holmes contest is our friend Seth Herzog, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you for that smattering.
Seth,
thank you, four of you.
Seth came in second place, was the runner-up in the Big 12 Guests of Christmas episode on the East Coast edition last December, and he's still smarting from that loss a little bit.
I'm a little angry about it because I think I was unfairly robbed by Rob.
Yeah, a dude named Rob Cantrell beat you.
Rob Cantrell, which is to show you, I think he barely answered anything and he won. He just lucked, just survived out.
You got to just stay out of the way. You'll see how Kurt does it later.
That is going to be my idea this tonight. I can't even say the plan. My plan? My schedule. My schedule.
That's your schedule?
It's my British scheme for this.
All right, Pete, settle down. Seth.
Yeah.
Seth is in town because he is one of the behind-the-scenes geniuses at the very fun version of The Tonight Show hosted by Jimmy Fallon.
That we're doing here.
And they're doing it out in Los Angeles all week.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of crazy shit. I saw Drew Barrymore doing the Dirty Dancing dance with Jimmy.
Yeah, we have some amazing stuff. I could maybe give you a little sneak peek tonight. Don't talk about it.
I mean, this show really needs some help in the ratings and virally. So anything
true.
You can do to promote it.
Or don't say anything until after 11 o'clock, 11:30 Eastern time, which is in an hour, apparently. We're having a Saved by the Bell reunion. Don't say anything.
Everybody but the jailbird.
He Skyped in.
No,
Screech
he didn't.
Skyped in.
From prison?
Do the show for prison. He was wearing the Screech outfit. I'm totally kidding. That was. It would never, ever have happened.
I was like, why? Skype in prison? Prison's so much better than I expected.
I love it. That's where your head was at. There's no. The only.
That's all prisoners want is from the outside world to see their face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could Skype somebody. Prison wouldn't be so bad if I had Skype.
I could show them what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah. Some prisons have Google Talk. Yeah. But...
You brought some amazing Tonight Show swag. You brought this pillow that would be perfect for somebody tonight in one of the couches or regular seats, or it's in a family. Just enjoy this pillow that my face has touched.
Those are rare. You can't buy them
on the store. I went to Disneyland the other day, by the way, so you probably don't want to touch this.
But, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You get some...
I heard you could get measles at Disneyland, so yeah. I went.
Yep. How'd it go?
I wanted a reason to sue Disneyland. Why are they still open if you can get measles?
It's the best time to go on the rides,
yeah,
though.
We actually went. Last week.
Fucking nobody was there. And we were like, this is fucking awesome.
If you're vaccinated, get in there, guys.
Yeah.
It's only the dum-dums who aren't vaccinated.
So apologies for introducing the lady last, but that was Ben Sinclair with the observation about...
Can I make another observation?
Measles in Disneyland, please.
The energy really changed when we were standing right over there to here. Like, it's so different now. We were off to the races, and I was like, oh, my God, is this happening? And it is. And
but he's not amazing. Playing a character, apparently, in that web series.
Yeah, not tonight, I guess.
And Katya... Blichfeld is here. Right? What? Blichfeld. God damn it.
It's all right.
I focused so hard on the Katya, I made sure I got that right, and then didn't even ask you, because you introduced yourself as Katya, and you didn't warn me about Blichfeld. But it's all good, because you created this show, High Maintenance, that we're going to see 3 episodes of, with your husband right here, Ben. And it's something you guys did because... You just wanted to make something good and do it on the weekends?
That's the story we're telling.
And
people.
Did you decide to be you play the guy, he doesn't have a name, but you deliver weed in Brooklyn, and did you decide like to do that because you just get a lot of exercise riding around on a bike all weekend whenever you shoot
one
of these things?
Obviously not, but...
Wait, you think you're out of shape?
He has dysmorphia,
Severe dysmorphia, and my character will have severe dysmorphia, and you will be like, oh my God, that guy has dysmorphia? I wouldn't have expected that.
Well, these people will now, but everyone else will be surprised.
Well, I'm still going to do it. And yes, what was the question?
Yeah, I don't remember anymore.
I don't know. I mean, I'm high, but did you guys get high in the back?
Yeah,
we were smoking right there when the energy was much calmer.
You guys know.
So you're not used to...
I was there, yeah. I'm still feeling it.
A lot of performers don't want to do it high. You know, they don't want to go on a show like this when they're high. I mean, I do all the time, but... But you're experiencing, what a lot of people don't want to have happen.
No, I'm cool. Yeah, right now.
Okay, you're enjoying it.
The
you're
heartbeat
good.
Matched the frequency of what was going on. But before, it was really like, oh, shit. I'm just put it right here.
Well, things are about to get a little crazier, Ben, because a prop from tonight's show with Jimmy Fallon was stolen by Seth Herzog. And... Do you want to tell them what it is before I flip it around?
Kobe Bryant is on the show tonight, if you watch. And Jimmy and Kobe hung out.
He's even on the show if you don't watch.
No, he's not.
Kobe's on and nobody sees, is he really on?
Exactly. He's not on if you don't see it.
We've probably assembled probably the only people in Los Angeles who don't give a shit about the Lakers.
Yeah.
In one room.
I could really care less.
They're all in one room tonight.
That's what makes this prop even more worthless. They apparently, before they were famous, they hung out at a party, and they have this funny story they tell about it on the show when they were like 22. So it was 1996 or 1995. So they put up a picture of what they looked like in 1995. That was pretty funny. So that was used on the show.
And that's going to be in the prize bag.
That's
somebody
in the prize
gets
bag.
This.
And that's not, it's like a one of a kind. You can't go home and make that on the computer.
And a Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon mug.
And a mug.
That's very
Which
nice.
Goes good with
less,
the pillow.
Less enthusiasm for the mug than there was for the art card you could make.
I did it in the wrong order, really.
Yeah, I
should have closed with the pillow, I think.
The
I think
pillow
that's
was the
most
biggest,
exciting
the big deal,
item, to be honest with you. Because nobody cares about Kobe in here.
No.
Unless it's beef. Have you been to the movies lately, Kurt? I know I asked you this 3 days ago.
I saw Schizopolis.
Why?
What? That's an amazing movie.
Who's in it?
Schizopolis, that was... Come on, his name is... What?
Soderbergh.
Soderbergh's second movie. So after all the money he made off of Sex, Lies, and Videotape, mm-hmm. he just like made this movie, and it's so crazy. If you haven't seen it, you would love it. It's insane. It's like just a bunch of crazy, insane shit.
What
all
was it?
Mashed
it was
together.
His third movie, the one in black and white with Jeremy Irons? That wasn't his first one. Sex, Lies, and Videotape was his first one. Anyway, I thought we were at CineFamily. I thought people would know. What about you, Seth? Have you been to the movies?
I haven't been to
You've
the
been
movies.
You've been super busy with Jimmy.
I've been very busy. I really don't have a ton of time. But I, what did I see? Well, I saw, I had a bunch of, you know, screeners people gave, I took from them. I stole from their homes. And I saw the, you know, God. One of the ones where there's a young guy in England playing an older dude.
Up.
One of the biopics. Up. It's Up. I saw Up. Those actors in Up fucking kill it, don't they?
They're so good. The balloons are really convincing.
That dog kills it. The wheelchair guy.
Theory of Everything.
Yes, Theory of Everything. Theory of Everything.
You're already getting this audience to yell out answers, which is probably going to be a bad thing when we start playing the game.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. But
Theory
also,
of Everything was
that's
fun.
Correct. Theory of Everything.
Theory of Everything.
Oh, we got. We might have a new mic coming in, or fix. We're just fixing yours, Seth. Yeah.
Mike.
Seth is such a pro. He didn't even notice his mic is going in and out.
No, I noticed.
Check.
Oh, then you're even more of a pro than I thought.
It's just a new piece of tape replacing the old piece of tape.
There's nothing like new tape, man.
Fixed it up.
It's going to be tight.
That's high tech. It's like, we don't have a new cord or new mic, just new tape. New gaffer.
All right, so Soderbergh's second movie was what I was talking about with Jeremy Irons is in black and white. It's called Kafka.
All right, when's Schizopolis?
And then Schizopolis is movie number 5 in his career.
Close enough. You reverse it's a 2.
I'm sorry, it's his 6th movie. It's his 6th movie.
God damn it. Divide it by 3, it's his 2nd.
He started in 89 and he did that one in 97. And he does all different genres. It's really he's got an interesting career. I think one of my favorites that he ever did was King of the Hill, which is his 3rd film. Yeah, it's really good. And like the child actors that are in it, they're all still in stuff, you know, like that's how good they were, you know, like they really I can't believe I didn't show you guys this yet.
I'm upset.
What Kurt brought for the prize bag, is that the right way or the other way?
Well, you show it that way and see if people want it the other way.
It's this way. Oh, sorry.
Look at that.
Yeah, he just took a painting off of his wall that his wife doesn't like.
My wife, I've put that
My
up,
wife.
And she, every since I put it up, she's like, what do we, live at the fucking ocean?
What are we?
That's like the 3rd painting that's like that of waves that I have. And she's like, I didn't choose any of these. I don't live here.
You're just like, we don't have any windows. So I put paintings up of waves.
So I took it off the wall and I was like, do you mind if I give this away? She'd be like, I would be so excited.
Where'd you get that originally?
I got this at the Rose Bowl flea market. Yeah. I think it costs like $5, I think.
$5 value.
Yeah. But a beautiful painting of a nice wave. And it looks like the world's ending in the background.
Yeah.
Like it's a nuclear winter and there's a few more tasty waves to go around.
Spicoli's dream world.
Yeah. Nobody's around to get in the lineup.
All I need.
These are the last waves ever.
Some tasty waves. Katya and Ben, I forgot to ask, did you bring anything for the prize bag?
Yeah, well, we brought something for everybody.
Oh, okay. That's even better.
Did you guys get those things?
Did you get
them? Did
that
happen?
Oh, fuck, man.
Well, we brought rolling papers.
For
high-maintenance rolling
papers. High-maintenance rolling
papers
for everyone.
Right? Didn't we? I hope so.
They're in the back on the bar.
We'll get those to you.
All right. Well, everybody will get those. Yeah. It's good for all of them.
Is that okay?
It's totally okay.
Okay.
What do you think is better? I think everyone should get one of these, and everyone should get one of these, too.
As a married couple, do you Do you watch movies together all the time, or do you sometimes see things separately?
Oh, we never see anything separately.
Well, except we have this year. I feel like you went and saw some movies that I didn't see this year, and I went and saw The Boy Next Door, for example, this weekend.
Yeah.
Without you.
Yeah, there's nothing in it for me.
Yeah, I didn't
really
see that.
Comedy of the year so far for me. Just saying.
I can't wait to, you know, we do shows where we sit in the front row with mics and just show movies and talk through them, and I can't wait to do that movie. Yeah. Like, that movie is perfect for it. Yeah,
it's
that
perfect.
And Nicholas Sparks films are my favorites.
Dude, I lost my mind watching The Notebook on a plane, man. I had a...
How high were you?
No,
20,000 feet, 30?
Okay, whatever. Yeah.
Bam.
I looked.
Because that'll make you cry. I heard that. Yeah. The
nosebleeds.
Yeah.
When you say you lost your mind, were you crying or were you like, no! No!
No. It was emotional. It was extremely crying. Emotional. And I looked back and it was emotional for everybody. Like, seriously,
everyone
I looked
was
back
crying?
And there was... a lot of people were crying.
No, I mean... That's almost not a movie. It's just emotional cues up to crying.
Yeah.
Are you saying movies are manipulative?
That's the most manipulative movie I think out there. Other than
maybe the most.
It's probably even sadder now because
that's a great movie.
Isn't James Garner in that?
Yeah.
Like he's actually dead.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh. So heavy to watch that.
Do you get sad when you watch any movie where people are dead?
Kind of, yeah.
Do you remember that when we first got together and we ate those pot cookies and I got too fucked up and then you were like, let's watch The Notebook. And I felt like it was some sort of like a litmus test or something. You wanted to see like how moved I would be by it or something like that. And it was like that bootleg copy that you got in Russia
Cambodia.
Yeah. I remember, and I was uncomfortably high, like where I felt like my skin was all like tingly and I just
That's
like wanted
you know
to
The Notebook is working.
Yeah, right. And I just remember you were very moved when we watched it together as well, and you got teary, and I was like, I love this guy.
Rachel McAdams.
How many fucking times have you seen The Notebook?
Rachel McAdams.
She's seen it a lot.
Was it
a plane ride where they force you to watch one movie the entire plane, or could you change
the channel? Yeah, it was a ride around the world twice.
and the
plane
twice.
Never touched down in the whole time, and it was just The Notebook for 2 weeks.
Were you...
But Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling were born in the same hospital in Ottawa. They were meant to do that movie together. Very close together in age as well, I believe the fact was.
Did this plane pass out reading materials about the film?
And also, Ben, were you in Cambodia and you're like, I cannot wait until I get home. Gotta get me a Cambodian version of The Notebook right now.
You know what? It wasn't not like that. I have to say, I got The Notebook and that movie Short Bus, and I watched them. And I watched
Very
Short
similar
Bus.
Movies.
I watched Short
Very
Bus
similar.
In this weird, dirty room with this guy on this dirty couch.
Appropriate.
And it was a weird time. It was like, I think it was like Christmas Day or something. It was like...
Watching The Short Bus and The Notebook. Watching The Short Bus and The Notebook together, there's no reason for that. Just watch Benjamin
Button.
Short
Book.
Doesn't make any
note
sense.
Note Bus. It's The Note Bus.
The Note Bus.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fun. And now is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. And it's appropriate I use the Bane voice because up here on stage, we're in the shadows. Some people brought name tags. A few people that lots of folks are here to see High Maintenance. They don't necessarily know Doug Loves Movies, but the folks that did, we need each of you to go out and pick somebody that you'd like to play for, or you could just point at them and do this, say, "Bring it to me." However, whatever's most expedient. We got a few. There's not too many.
He's got a
grab.
Lazy, no.
This is.
I like.
He's not. Yeah, Seth does not care for the orange. Katya's taken the orange. He drew on it, at least.
I want the guy.
Is it an orange? You want, Ben wants the projector light. for his name tag. So he did get pretty high outside. Looks like Kurt's got something. Kurt looks like a 4-year-old on Christmas Day. Shaking it and looking at it. It's okay if you spilled a little. Is it? Did you spill on your microphone or?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right. Who are you playing for, Kurt? Ben's heading back to the stage.
I guess I'm playing for Tim. Is that true? I was like, is it a flux capacitor made out of weed? Like, I didn't know what it was. And then I was like, oh, it's Tim.
But it is a bunch of weed bottles taped to a piece of paper.
And there's something in one of them, but it's very small.
Whatever it is, we'll smoke it out back after. It looks like he's got a shithead on the back and everything. So, Katya and Ben, if you have shitheads on the back of your name tags, don't read them out loud. But you guys actually, I know Ben listened to a few episodes of the show, probably while watching The Notebook.
It's always on in my mind.
Oops. Use your mic voice, yeah.
It's always on in my mind, I said.
Seth, who are you playing for?
I'm also playing for Tim. A different Tim, I think. Yeah, that Tim, who all he did was to create his name. He took a book that the title, one of the words has Tim in the title, and he ripped off everything but that little part of the Tim.
But actually, the name of the book is The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul. Oh, it's a Douglas Adams book, but that's a great name.
Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul, so everything that's left is just the Tim and Time.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's classic Douglas Adams.
Oh, yeah. This is serious DA.
Yeah.
I love that there's two people named Tim, and neither one of them bothered to just, download and print out the poster of the movie Tim.
Very angrily
very easy.
Creative.
Put their face on Mel Gibson's face.
My question is, right. is the Tim you got this from a cat?
Are
that's
you
all they could do?
A feline? Or are you just like a cat, like a crazy cat? Kitty cat. That was awkward.
This is weird.
He's
uncomfortable. I don't know what the hell was just happening just there.
I just put my microphone in my lap.
Who are you playing, Katya, while fighting scurvy?
Wait, you said something about if it says shithead, I can't say the name? I don't understand.
Yeah, if there's a name written on the... Did you write a shithead on the orange? Yeah, it's got a shithead on it, so don't read that. His name, though.
Oh, this person's name is Brad.
Okay, Brad. Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. And if you lose tonight, then whoever he wants me to call a shithead, I have to at the end of the show.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
It's all coming back to me.
Who are you playing for, Ben?
I'm playing for a couple of people, the Brocks, and they have some brownies.
They changed the burbs to the Brocks.
Yeah, they changed the burbs to Brocks.
And then they taped a bag of brownies to the bottom of it.
Yeah, it's like a lure.
Yeah. There's this part, too. Where
and then it says, there go the goddamn... brownies.
Instead of neighborhood.
Oh, that makes it look like it's a movie about racist neighbors. Yeah. Oh, God, the brownies are moving in. Tom Hanks' edgiest role ever.
Yeah.
Could we get the heat turned up in here?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
My shirt's not drenched yet.
No, I'm just sitting here
Is
sweating.
Is it super warm in here?
Yeah, I guess I sweat a lot. Just from a place where sweating signifies.
You're just worried about the impending competition.
Have you tried the food yet, Ben? The brownies?
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
tried
is there
the
anything in the brownies? Brocks, where are the Brocks at? Yeah, are those loaded or just regular?
Regular. All right.
Maybe we should see how they taste.
All right. I believe this is called.
Oh, Seth wants
out.
To verify okay. if
I want
they're,
to verify that
if they have weed in them or not.
Yeah, I'll know. Whether there's weed in them or not.
Well, we'll share them,
I think you're pretty good at it. Yeah, everybody
has... Everyone can have some
these games
brownies.
Are perfect. These games are perfect if everybody's mouth is full of brownies.
Did you see that...
That sounded dirtier than you meant it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, did you see that news item about that bakery here in California that was making those King's cakes? Those, those Mardi Gras...
Where they put, like, a little plastic baby in them.
Yes, those cakes. And they put that fake weed in it, apparently, that synthetic weed. They just put it in their cakes, and all these people got sick and thought they were, like, dying, and then it turned out that it was just like, oh, no, we just put some synthetic weed in your cake. And it didn't seem like there was a lot of a consequence for it. At least it was not...
What city was this?
I don't know. It was somewhere here in California.
Yeah, it sounds somewhere pretty chill. If it was like, yeah, we'll let that slide. Where?
Yeah. Santa Ana.
They're pretty chill down there, right?
I just thought that was weird that they could just do that, or that they thought that they could just do that.
My fetus cake made me high. There's babies inside,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there are.
Yeah.
Made from baby parts.
Fetus cake.
I thought it was funny. I don't.
Anyway, that synthetic weed is weird. Have you ever tried it?
Probably, but... yeah, it's all, it's, you know,
it
people are coming
up
with lots of new crazy stuff. Like, yeah. Dabs are really intense. And
oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
All right, well, let's play some games.
Sorry.
We got to play some games because then we're going to show 3 episodes of High Maintenance. And everyone listening to this podcast should check those out. They're the first new episodes since November, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. And you're going to keep making more, right? Is that the deal with... how do you pronounce it? Is it Vimeo?
Yeah, it's Vimeo.
Okay.
You're going to back off the I-M sound a little bit, though.
Okay, Vimeo?
No. Vimeo. Just
Vimeo.
Go Vimeo.
Vimeo.
Yeah.
Just throw it away.
It's Vimeo.
Yeah, throw it away.
All right, Vimeo. So you guys are with Vimeo for a while?
Yeah.
Nice.
The whole time.
Yeah. I saw him putting a banner up in the back that says Vimeo on it, so I was like, man, this is a relationship that's built to last.
Yeah. Kind of like that couple in The Notebook, you know what I mean?
Well, here's hoping neither you or Katya or Vimeo get Alzheimer's.
It's going to be us. I think if it's going to be them or us, it's probably going to be us.
You know where I heard you get it is if you go to Disneyland.
You can't catch it.
Hey, you know what?
Dummy.
Can you just let me try? Can you just let a man try? Can you let somebody follow their dreams? All right, to determine who goes first in the main game that we're going to play tonight, we're going to play a round of how much did this shit make? And that's a game where you have to guess Price is Right style how much money a movie made. And this isn't necessarily a shitty movie, but it's one that upsets me. And High Maintenance made me think of it as like, I was thinking, what pot movies are there, you know? And I thought of Half-Baked and how the hero of Half-Baked, the movie ends with him giving up marijuana for his girlfriend. It is such a fucking sellout to marijuana smokers throughout the world.
Knocked Up did the same, man. Who was like, oh, I got my shit together.
Right, but that was for a baby, and I get that more. I get that more than girlfriend. Girlfriend doesn't make sense. He's Dave Chappelle. He's going to do all right. Or he's a guy that looks like Dave Chappelle. So, that being said, how much money do you think that movie made in millions without going over, according to boxofficemojo.com? No audience guesses, please. And we'll start with Seth.
In the theater, you mean? Not digital sales.
Domestic North American distribution dollars.
I don't think it was a huge hit. I'm going to say $10 million.
Okay, I don't know why you had to give all the other panelists a clue with the not a huge hit part. But you play the game how you want. That you might be doing something tricky there. Let's go to Kurt next.
$1.
Classic bid by a classic bidder.
Don't
as we
have
say
to
in
make
poker.
A choice.
Ben, what do you think?
I'm gonna say $10 million.
Well, that really fucks over Seth. $10 million. So he's got that $2 window.
So far I've got from 1 to 10 million. And you have $2.
I wanted to be near Seth. I like him. I met him.
I have this in the bag.
All right. So, Katya, we got Seth with 10 million, Kurt with 1, and Ben with 10 and 2. What do you think?
I'm going to say 500,000.
Oh.
God damn it. Why don't you take $2? What the fuck? You guys play the same.
We balance each other out.
Well, you know, I think he's a dastardly player, so I don't know how happy I'm about this, but Ben is our winner. Because it made $17.4 million.
Yeah.
So good job, Ben. And that means, Ben, that you get to go first in our next and final game. I know you've done a lot of research on, you've listened to a bunch of episodes of the show, but Katya has not, and
you better back off. And
but listen,
enough.
But wait, there's more. And Kurt Braunohler is never going to get it. So
it's not good at games.
Yeah.
It's not my strong point.
All right. Well, maybe this will be a fun starting off point. Is, you know, Dustin Hoffman was a tough one for you. We're going to play Last Man Stanton, and that's where we take turns naming movies. I'll play along. We take turns naming movies by a certain performer, actor, actress, could be a director, someone with a large body of work. We tried Dustin Hoffman. Apparently, he was not famous enough for Kurt to be able to think of more than a couple of titles. You got one out, I think.
Uh-uh.
You went right to Cadillac Man.
I went. That was the first thing I said.
You right away with guesswork.
Yep.
All right, so...
I panic. Panic easy.
What do you think? Is there somebody you think you could do?
What?
Yeah, if you got to pick.
Yeah. Corey Feldman.
You think against the four of us, you would win in naming Corey Feldman motion pictures?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
The great Corey Feldman. Rest in peace. Oh, shit, I've already confused them.
No.
Ben was actually like, what?
That's the tricky...
Breaking news?
Yeah.
That's going to be the tricky part, naming the ones Corey Feldman is in and Corey Haim isn't in.
They're both in all of them.
Yeah, you get...
Yeah.
The Corey Haim ones are fair play. Don't worry about it.
What?
Yeah, it's movies that Corey Feldman's in. It doesn't matter who else is in it. It's just movies that he was in.
Oh, you guys think Corey Feldman was only in movies with Corey Haim?
No.
No, you're the one
without it.
What? Okay.
I rarely throw people out during the show. It has happened. Okay, so Corey Feldman, and we start with Ben gets a start, and then we'll go to Katya. Just name any... Corey Feldman motion picture.
Oh, man.
You may notice I stayed away from the word vehicle.
Hint-a-rooney.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Ben. Gremlins.
Yes. I dare say one of his finest performances.
Yeah, he pulled it back a little bit there.
He didn't... As a person, though, his character did not seem to understand the gremlin rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which aren't complicated.
They were all very clear.
Yeah.
I thought. And then he turned his back and spilled some shit. Katya?
License to Drive? Was that?
That is correct.
One? Okay. Whew.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think we're almost at the bottom of the barrel. This is a...
Yeah, good luck, you guys.
It's a really, really interesting game.
There's like one other one.
Not
so.
Much left.
Seth, do you have another one?
I'm going to go with, in terms of what Ben said, starting with a G, ending with an S, Goonies.
Oh, nice.
Sure. You know, I like the actual correct title.
The Goonies.
There you go.
Okay.
It's Gremlins and the Goonies. Kurt?
Dream a Little Dream.
Oh.
There you go.
That is my favorite awful movie. That one is
I love that movie
really
as a kid.
Bad.
I was like, I'm going to base my life on this. Give me a hat and a cane.
When I think the Corys, you can't get away from not only a great Corys movie, but a great movie, The Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come with us, Michael. Join us, Michael.
Oh, I thought you were guessing another movie. I was like, he was in something called Come With Us, Michael? I know he's done some straight to home video things. I know he's friends with Michael Jackson. What do you got, Ben? Can you think of any?
More? We're doing more? Stand by.
No, you know what? Let's wrap it up.
I thought it was just like, oh, we get to, each of us gets to name a thing. It was like, oh, that was a
yeah, no, we all did it. Pat ourselves on the back.
Everybody wins.
Let's just share the contents of the prize bag. I get the pillow.
Okay. Yeah, so Stand By Me.
Of course, Stand By Me. What was I talking about with the best one? That's the best one.
Yeah. And now is it over?
I'm going to say something. When somebody loses, I'm going to say something that Corey Feldman said in Stand By Me. All right, Katya.
You might get to say it. Is there like a Lost Boys 2? Was there a sequel Electric that he was Boogaloo. In?
Well, you know, if there was, it would have a subtitle, and I am into full titles.
I know.
I think you're in trouble there.
I also
don't think there was one. There might have been. Yeah. We can't say because, you know, the other contestants are still in the hunt, but... there might have been something like with just the Corys that was supposed to be a sequel to that. Maybe. But I don't know what it's called. Okay, so Katya's out. You just bit the bag and stepped out the door. It's what Corey says in the movie. I always thought it was a weird thing for a child to say to another child. Bit what bag? What the fuck does that mean? What biting into bags goes on with these weird kids that are looking for a dead body on the... by the side of the train tracks. Seth?
One of the duos, I think may have been their last movie together, was The Last Resort.
Oh, okay.
God damn you, Seth. Nobody's seen that movie.
Oh, you had that one ready to go, Kurt?
I was ready. I love that movie.
Yeah, The Last Resort.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It's like right before they both go like, we love drugs more than living, and just like dive in. And it's just, you see them fighting with it the whole time. It's amazing. And also a really great scene where it's a split screen where like one calls the other one on a phone and the other one picks it up and they're talking and they're like, let's go, and they hang it up. And then it's just a room that's been colored one color and the other color down the middle. And then they just high five and hug each other. Fucking awesome. Like some classic like airplane level jokes in there. There's a bunch of weird shit. Oh, so much background stuff where it's like they were so high the whole time. It's great.
Do you have another one? Another?
Oh, of course. Dream a Little Dream 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were both of them in it?
No, Corey Feldman is maybe only in it. I don't think Corey Haim is in it.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
And this is Corey Feldman, like big Corey Feldman.
Okay. God, I'm having trouble thinking of one. Ben, can I see your name tag for a second? Where'd you put that thing? How about The Burbs? It's right there in your hands the whole time. Or next to you. Your turn, Ben. He's like, fuck, man. I just want to get high and watch my show with some nice people and some couches.
Kinda. if we're being honest, yeah.
How do you like the weather out here? Pretty nice
it,
break, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you giving me a hint?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in a movie about where he was the only short person, and it was called How's the Weather Up There?
I mean, I'm going to throw it out there. I know he wasn't in it, but Lucas was also a good movie with the other guy. But I don't have an answer for you.
It is a nice movie with the other guy. I agree with that.
Yeah, I love Lucas.
All right, Ben's out. Seth?
I think, wasn't he in Captain EO?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive. Kurt, and also it's not a feature film. It's like 18 minutes long.
It just plays
in two or three theaters over the world.
That's still a movie.
All the time. I'll tell you, not only am I in it, also it's got the best 3D of anything I've ever seen in 3D.
You're in Captain EO?
It's true. It's a long story, but... but I was in the last scene. They hired non-professional dancers because they couldn't afford the professional ones anymore. Because Coppola went so far over budget, and so I got to jump around. And when Angelica Houston turns into a pretty princess, and everybody jumps around, I'm one of those people.
Mm. Best credit ever.
So no, Corey Feldman was not in it.
Maybe he was one of the other dancers.
He's not a dancer. He's not a voice. He didn't even stop by the set. Kurt.
down to you and me, buddy.
I know.
And I named the last one, so you have to come up with one more.
Damn it, man.
It was your idea.
I know. I mean, I thought Last Resort would save me.
Same.
I know. That's
that was your
you know
last
what?
Resort.
Without saying it, does anybody in the audience know one? I bet you somebody out there knows one. It's tough, though. We're down to the Hadrian knows one.
No, I don't know one.
Okay, so I win. Hadrian, what's yours? The birthday? What's that? Just home videos?
Yeah. Just him. Yeah. It's just him.
His birthday?
Are you into some weird shit, name. Hadrian?
Is he in a Meatballs movie?
Oh, Meatballs 2, maybe?
He's the voice of Donatello in the
90s. Oh, Ninja Turtles.
Wow.
That's nice. A good pull, that's audience a, member.
That was when, like, he couldn't even be trusted to be on screen. He could just do heroin in a VO booth and then do the voice. I mean, I'm sure he's still out there, right?
Are congratulations, Kurt Braunohler. You came in second in the game that you suggested. And
congratulations to you.
But I'm not playing for anybody, but Kurt was. So Kurt's person he's playing for
Tim.
Wins the prize bag.
Tim,
number one, come get your stuff. Get all that cool Jimmy Fallon stuff in a, I don't know what you're going to do with this painting.
You're going to hang it up. Tim, would you hang it up, take a picture, and send it to me on Twitter?
Hell yes.
All right. Okay. He's in. Wow. He's excited about that.
He's got a lot of wall space.
Yeah.
I actually do.
There you go.
Yeah, he has a room he never goes into. He's like, this will be perfect.
Yep.
I jumped through the wall once, and I need to hide
Wait
the
a second, though.
I love this guy.
Stop by Kurt for a second. Here. Use this Sharpie. Sign your name in the corner, Kurt, like you painted it.
Okay.
Totally steal credit from that artist. This is a total big guy situation.
Should I write it over the person who painted it?
Yes.
It looks like that person's name is Croteens. And I made a big T, like, I don't give a shit that I painted it. Like, I draw all over it. There we go.
There you go. Good job. And everybody else, pass your name tags to me because they have shitheads written on them. Kurt, what do you want to plug, buddy, before we go?
I just want to tell everybody, this summer I jet skied from Chicago to New Orleans in order to send 500 goats and 1,000 chickens to African families in need. And we made a web series about it called Roustabout. It's on YouTube and it's on ComedyCentral.com. So please go watch it. I think you'll enjoy it.
Seth Herzog, what do you got going on? You got a weekly show in New York City.
Weekly show in New York City. Suites happens every Tuesday at the Slipper Room. And I don't know. There's nothing pertinent, presentant. That's a word that I could say. That's coming. Stuff's coming up later.
Thanks for doing the show and for coming out to California.
I love the show and I love being here. This is my favorite show. I wish it was longer.
And Katya and Ben, do you have anything besides starting tomorrow, February 5th, the 3 new episodes of High Maintenance
That's
on
true.
Vimeo?
I will buy your podcast for $2 each if you will buy my show for $2 each. I think it's reasonable, right?
Each episode of your show is $2?
Yeah, or it's seven, or it's 8 for $6.
Oh, okay. That's a good deal.
That seems
like a special, yeah.
What a deal.
Yeah, I have some premium episodes, but a lot of my shows are free. But it sounds like you can get a good bulk deal over at Vimeo for the show, which is, I was just reading a bunch of stuff about it. Like, critics, everybody loves it.
Do you like
it? And I can't wait to see these.
Why do you have to?
No, I really intentionally don't watch stuff before something like this.
I know that about you. Doug doesn't like much movies, podcasts.
I like stuff. I like stuff a lot. I want to watch these episodes. Now, that's a good question. Is jumping in with these last three, is it going to be confusing at all story-wise?
No, not at all.
Because every episode, you're the only continuing thread. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're all kind of freestanding, like Fantasy Island.
Yeah. That is something we are always going back to. It's Fantasy Island. No joke.
It's a deep well.
Yeah. It's like Tales from the Crypt also sometimes, you know.
Well, I can't wait to see it. And from everything I've heard, I'm sure it's going to be great. And I just didn't think my opinion mattered at this point.
It does matter a lot. D- Don't leave me hanging, man.
Kurt and I had the same conversation back in the patio. We're like, we tried to watch it, but as soon as it asks for your credit card, you're like,
don't fucking sell me out.
I don't want to.
I was out of this conversation. They had no idea. I hadn't watched all of them.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thank you.
Thank
he
you.
He didn't even hear that sentence right.
Yeah.
Does your web series ultimate cost anything to watch?
My web series is free, but, you know, it's for charity. So.
My wife! But, Tim, I don't understand. On your book, on the back, you just wrote the word shithead. Yeah. Is it supposed to mean shitheads or shitheads? How long is this talking that you're going to do go on for? It's got the longest explanation. Yes. Who do you want for your shit? Do you want shitheads or a shithead? Or Tim's a shithead? Okay, you got it. I'm going to remember that. So check out High Maintenance tomorrow, today, because that's probably when this podcast is going to come out, February 5th. And thanks, you guys. You were great guests. Thank you for being on the show. Kurt Braunohler, Seth Herzog, Katya Blickfeld. Get it right, you guys. It's Blickfeld. And Ben Sinclair, the guy. The guy. And as always, that person that guy said, see, I already forgot. Say it again. Justin Gentile is a shithead. If you say so. Sarah Isit is a shithead. Isit. You're welcome. And this one I can pronounce. The guy in the hoodie behind Katy Perry is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug.